The Pat Miller Program, from the Windows, Doors, and More studio. Your one-stop shop for all your kitchen and bath remodeling needs on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program here on this Tuesday. So very glad you're with us. Now, I want you to listen to this next young man. Terrific guy. And he's running for Congress, not here. And not in a neighboring state. But this is a young man who's running for an office that I think we should all be concerned about for a lot of reasons. From California's 43rd, Joe Collins. Joe, good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to the Pat Miller Program.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I really appreciate everything that I've read and heard from you. You're there in the 43rd. For those that don't recall, that's a district we talk about quite often, not always in glowing comments, because the current holder of the seat you're after is none other than Maxine Waters. And when she's, Joe, when she's not too busy messing up things in the 43rd, she'll run to other places, you know, like Minnesota, and try to give her 2 cents there. This is an election that we need to move the needle. How do you view right now your ability to actually dig in to the name of Maxine Waters and actually overcome that? Her name recognition in that community has to be huge.
Yeah, it is. I mean, she's been here for a very long time. And I think when we ran our last election, we did a really good job of being able to combat that name idea. We actually got her out to campaign, something that she hasn't done in a very long time.
Right.
So the people out here are well aware of me. And also, we took our district from a D-plus 54 to a D-plus 24.
Wow.
So from the leadership we've been able to give to this community, we've been able to increase the number of registered Republicans in our community, which is always a great thing.
Now, listen, folks, I'm going to talk to Joe about some of the things going on in the 43rd and in the state of California. They're losing people. And I know that we sit back and we maybe applaud that, like, yeah, there you go, California. It's not a good thing, and Joe's very concerned about it. But if I forget to mention it, I want you people, those of you that can, and not everybody can, but those of you that can, if you know somebody that lives in the 43rd, give them a call. If you have an extra $10, $20, $200 laying around, if you want to give it to somebody outside of Indiana, but somebody, if they could grab this seat, they could make a very marked difference, not just in California's 43rd, but in what I think is going to be, after next year, a Republican majority in the House. Joe, I know that you probably hold that same thought.
Yeah. I think that, you know, with the growing number of Republicans that are running for office, especially minority offices, is going to give us an ability to be able to combat the Democrat Party and the narrative that they push as a Republican Party, being a party of racists and white men and white supremacists and all that type of junk they say on a regular basis. But I'm extremely excited about this upcoming election, 2022 and 2024. It's definitely going to be a shocker to the entire United States with what we will be able to accomplish.
Can you possibly imagine the headlines the next morning? I mean, and on Fox News, they'll be talking about it. And on CNN, you will actually see news anchors with their heads splitting in half if this happens.
Yeah.
That alone, that side alone is worth it for me. Joe, out there in California, in 2020, last year, the first time in American history this happened, 182,000 people were lost from the state of California. That's not a good thing for California.
Well, it's not. It's not, because these are citizens that are moving out while the illegal immigration population is increasing. And we also lost a congressional seat. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, but I like the fact that other states are picking up congressional seats. Now, my biggest concern with people moving out of California is them taking their California politics to states
Yep.
that they look to live in, where life could be better. If they take these same California politics to other states, then, you know, I think the entire United States will be doomed.
You know, people from New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, they're influencing Florida as they move out to avoid high taxations and all the crazy regulations. And they're moving down to Florida. And, you know, DeSantis is doing a great job, but there's a lot of fear that Florida might cease being red, go to purple, and end up falling into the blue camp of the Democrats. Well, the same thing is happening from California. If 182,000 people leave and they go to places like Idaho, Arizona, and Texas, they're going to greatly influence those places too, which were places that Republicans didn't used to have to worry, and now, Joe, I think they do.
Yep, I do as well. But I think that, you know, for Republican leadership, it's time for us to get stronger, and it's time for us to start enforcing the policies that make great states great.
Well, that's exactly right, too. And let's talk about this, because, I mean, California, when I was growing up, when I was in college, California was the paradise on the left coast. I mean, it was the place you wanted to go. You could do incredible jobs there, you know, in the entertainment field and otherwise. But you could do great stuff in California. And now with people leaving, I mean, living costs are through the roof. The crime rate is going nuts. And a lot of that is what you've suggested. Not all crime is being done by illegal immigrants, but they're not helping. And then you've got a homeless problem. The homeless problem right now, from San Francisco all the way south, Joe, is horrendous in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And you know, when it comes to crime, we can backtrack. When it comes to crime, it's not just illegals. They don't make up not even half of the crime that goes on. It's Gavin Newsom releasing prisoners from prison, violent crimes prisoners, and these people have, you know, been in prison for a certain reason, whether it's murder, whether it's, you know, domestic violence or any alcohol-related incidents or drug-related incidents, sex trafficking. And these are the people Gavin Newsom is letting back into our streets on a regular basis. He let 17,000 prisoners out this past summer. He's looking to let another 63,000 prisoners out of prison this upcoming year within the next few months. And so that contributes to the crime. And one thing I don't like is when we you know, you see all these Democrats in there, and they're doing all these things. The cost of living is up tremendously. The only thing they can propose is, well, we're going to put $17 billion here. We're going to take billions of dollars and put it here. And they're doing nothing about, you know, lowering the cost of living so you don't have to put that much more money into an economy that could be doing good if you allow it to open back up.
Since January the 1st, and we're talking to Joe Collins, who is a candidate, the Republican candidate for the 43rd District in California, currently held by Maxine Waters. Since the first of the year, I have actually talked to three different people, Joe, off the air, who I know who live in California's 43rd District. I asked each of them a question that I'm going to ask you. Can you name for me two positive things that have happened in the 43rd District because of the long term of Maxine Waters being their representative? And the people I asked, Joe, couldn't name one.
Let me think.
It's a stretch, isn't it?
You gotta really think hard.
Yeah, I'm not talking about helping herself and her nice big house and diverting money from Congress to her husband and his career and all that. I'm not talking about any of that. But who is better right now in the 43rd District because of Maxine Waters? And I would just tell you, I can't think of any reason, and I bet it'd be hard to find anybody. If you ask them right there in the 43rd, you're going to get a lot of because they don't have an answer.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they built the stadium out here, but even that's not helping the people who live here.
No.
They got the basketball stadium. They have the football stadium that just got built. But these things are actually moving people out of the community because
right.
It increases the cost of living. When they don't put quality jobs back in our communities or quality education back in our communities so people can be qualified to work certain jobs.
Yeah, in the 43rd District, new ball stadiums and ball fields don't mean a whole lot when you mm-hmm. drive people out, and most of the people living near those facilities probably can't afford tickets to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest problems that we hear out here as well.
Yeah. Joe, tell me, what is an address where people can write to you online, give money to you, give money to your campaign? I'm going to do it before the end of the day today. How do I find you, Joe?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. My website is joecollins4congress.com, and it's all spelled out.
Okay. joecollins4congress.com. And I'm sure there's a button right there where we can give, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's right there.
Well, I will tell you, I've known about you much longer than you've known about me, and I've been very impressed. Let me say to you, and this will resonate with a lot of people here in Indiana's 3rd District, and that is Joe served 13 years as a U.S. Navy veteran. He joined at a very young age. He served 13 and a half years as an aviation machinist mate. He worked and trained thousands of sailors on all kinds of aircraft, including the Super Hornet. So he has served well our country. He wants to serve his district back home. I think he needs to have a shot, and I think it wouldn't hurt for some of us here, folks, to have a chance to do that. So if you want to write to Joe or his campaign, or if you want to give, Joe Collins for Congress, all spelled out, the number 4 is not in there, joecollinsforcongress.com. Joe, for today. Thank you so much. I'm going to have you back on maybe two or three times next year as we're getting closer to Election Day. But thoughts and prayers to you. I hope this is a campaign that's a big change for the 43rd.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate your support.
Yep. Joe, thank you. And thanks for being with us today. Joe Collins from California, live on the Newsmaker line. A terrific young man. Absolutely terrific young man. And if you dig into his background and his biography, the guy is pretty incredible.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.